To be the best, you must beat the rest. That's a phrase made by mashing two quotes together. The first half from Pokemon, and the second half from an Adderall-ridden college student cramming before finals. But this mantra, much like the baby gap, doesn't fit all. Because sometimes, to be the best, you must murder every daddy in every house you see. My name is James.
I'm Nicole.
And this is
Mostly Speaking Sentai.
Hey guys, like I said, my name is James and I was a green belt in Taekwondo, which means our villain today would have come for me quick, but I would have mashed him in with my fists that could break plastic boards, baby. And what about my co-host? She was in basketball.
I'll slap him with my noodle arms.
Yeah, oh, a wet noodle, like a pool noodle?
Yeah.
Oh, he'd be stinging. He'd say, "Ow, don't hurt me, Patrick. That's my brother's name, and I said that to him."
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, who was the person that said, "Don't hurt me"? The rapper? They said, "So-and-so, don't hurt me.
Baby, don't hurt me."
No, it was like
that Hathaway? I think that's Hathaway.
Oh, I thought it was like
what
Cool
is love?
J, don't
Baby,
hurt me.
Baby, don't hurt me?
No.
That's Hathaway.
What is
Or no,
love?
Don't hurt him.
Oh, Hammer, don't hurt
Oh,
him.
Yes, okay, we got
James,
there, guys.
Put some reverb on this.
Yeah, I'll put some reverb on ya.
What is love?
I was just making sure we got it clean so I could put some reverb
yeah, do
on
it.
That's hard.
Ooh, please.
That's hard.
Yeah. Oh, shake your tatties, baby.
Nope.
But you already, please let me shake my tatties.
No.
Tatties is for daddies.
Absolutely not.
I love you, Nicole. What do I have up on this top? Okay, I just got to make sure I remember that for later. But first, let's introduce our guest. You've heard him speak already. You've heard him before back on episode 6. He started. He was the first one, wasn't he? Yes, to start the What Gorma Would You Be theme. We've got rapper, podcaster,
Whoa.
Former co-worker, and
oh,
all-around cool guy who looks good in a cashmere vest or a cardigan vest. Yes, a cardigan vest I think I've seen him in, or just a cardigan. Have I seen you in any of those?
Yes.
Yes. We've
All?
Got Nicholas Foster, a.k.a. Nick Period. Two D's on that.
Damn straight. Thank you.
Yeah, talking
hard.
To that mic.
That was hard, man.
You're talking
Thank
into
you.
The side of the mic.
Yeah,
I need
that was
you
hard.
Right in the O.
There you
this
go.
Is
I'm
a
right
sweet
here.
Spot. You're in the sweet spot.
Sweet spot. Thank Ooh. You for having me.
Oh,
guys.
whoa. Coming in hot on that mic now.
Is that good?
Yeah, no, it's very
Perfect.
Good.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Hey,
great.
Hey, thank you for being here.
All right.
And also, Nick and I somewhat co-host one of Nick's podcasts.
You actually do at this
yeah.
point. It's
at
pretty
first,
funny.
Since I learned new, like easier ways to mix things, on that first episode, I did not know about that. I hadn't gotten this technique down, you know, like on Dragon Ball. They're all about those techniques.
Technique.
Isn't that a front bottom song? What am I
yeah.
thinking?
Yeah, you're referencing front bottom. I'm referencing SpongeBob.
Okay.
That's the one I knew, SpongeBob.
Do they say technique on the front bottom song?
Yes.
Okay. What? How? What is the subtext there? What's the word I'm looking for?
Context?
Yeah, the context.
Fuck.
Hey guys, add us on that.
Indeed, add us indeed.
But Yo. Now that I know a technique, I'm fine with going in and talking more because
yeah.
it's easy to mix.
Yeah, and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
We have a bundle of laughs.
Indeed we do. Yo, I really want to get into this episode,
yes.
though, because this was fucking crazy.
Okay, then let's get into the episode summary. What time does it say on 5 minutes and we're getting into an episode summary? That's a...
I mean,
shit.
I just have to say, this was the best episode of any type of Power Ranger related thing I've ever
yeah.
seen.
Yeah, and this is my favorite arc of the entire series of Die Ranger.
It was a crazy thing because I had to realize like what we were looking at because it felt like the start of like a John Woo film and like it was so intense. It was like a cop drama, like
yeah.
police procedural, the way he goes in and like beats the shit out of these dudes and there's like real blood and like people were like dying. Like
okay.
I thought it was going to
okay.
be fun. Sorry.
You do know that that is not real blood, right?
I know, but like in a kid's show, you never see anything.
Oh, this dude. Have you seen Freddy versus Jason? You know all that blood is not realistic, right?
I know it's not real. I'm just saying, like, people, like, actually getting hit and, like, spitting blood out of their mouth. You never saw, like...
Fake blood.
Fake blood.
I just want to make sure you know this.
I know it's fake blood.
This bit isn't funny.
Yeah, it is. He just laughed. Chuckle, chuckle, crinkle, crinkle. Oh, mine's oh chuckle, chuckle, bitch. Nicole's is crinkle, crinkle, bitch.
No.
Oh.
Anyways. I think that, like, this... I just think it was really intense, and I don't know. Like, is this still a kid's show?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yes?
Yes? There was one note that I... Where'd my notes go? There was something that you said up top that I wanted to... Oh, you were... Before we get into the episode summary, you were saying stuff like this is happening right now of, like, people murdering other, like, heads of karate houses. And I was thinking, yeah, it's happening on story mode in Tekken right now.
No, I mean, actually people beating the shit out of martial arts masters specifically as a form of disrespect to the idea of traditional martial arts is actually happening right now in China.
So it's a lot like new hip-hop people being very disrespectful to old heads and previous legends. They're just tearing down idols.
It's more like a Jet Li movie where, like, a Japanese fighter comes and, like, defeats all the, like, Chinese, like,
oh, okay, houses.
Because this guy's an MMA fighter, and he is challenged. He was challenged by a Tai Chi guy who claimed that he used Tai Chi to fight off, like, armed attackers or something like that. So they just had a straight up fight in a square with, like, cameras, and it's on YouTube, and he beats the shit out of this dude hard. And then a Wing Chun master calls him out. And on top of this, all of his social media and internet privileges are, like, taken away by China, and he's ruled as, like, a disrespect to the nation because these, like, there's this actual political, like, push behind martial arts within their cultures, it seems. And, like, they were talking about this on their CNN. They brought in a Tai Chi, like, guy to speak on him. And, like, it's crazy. Like, he is on a war against traditional martial arts right now.
That's
actually
insane.
I mean, yeah. But, like, wouldn't the people who lost against him be the ones that should be in shame?
Well, they were just doing their tradition. And they talk about it, about him bringing violent Western techniques to their culture now, and that's why it's almost not fair that he challenged these guys, because back then when these were created, these violent Western techniques were not used, and they use that terminology like we poisoned their culture with mixed martial arts.
It's true.
But didn't it start from another person challenging this guy?
It did, but he won though.
Yeah,
so now it's a problem.
Okay.
Because he's not going to stop now. And, like, he's made a thing out of it. Like, Vice has interviewed him now.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, if you're going to really try to stop me on this level and claim all these things, because now he's starting to get to the point where he's like, you're taking people's money. They're going to your school for self-defense when they can't actually defend themselves in a fight. This is, like, a disgrace. It's a scam. And, like, now that he's taking it there.
Oh, okay.
He's really taking it there. So it's starting to become a problem.
Dang.
I like that angle because I thought it was just him, like, being a dick.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I thought too.
Him just being like a fucking, like, macho, like, just douche.
Yeah, I thought what you were saying is he's just finding these people and beating the shit out of them. But since they're challenging him, yeah, go for it. You have to tear down an establishment in order for it to come up from the ashes. Like, hey, I've
stronger
said it.
Stronger than before.
Yeah, I've said it on This Movie's Gay, just like the American government. We got to burn it down for it to rise up.
Yeah.
Rise up.
And those guys don't stand a chance. It's really bad. Like, if you ever watch those videos, like, the Wing Chun guy gets knocked down, like, 5 times, like, hard.
Oh, I thought you were saying politicians don't stand a chance against him to burn down. Oh, that's what we should do.
Take martial artists to beat up politicians?
Say, like, hey, that's how we're winning elections now.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
It worked for Black Panther until he lost.
Whoa, spoilers.
You've seen Black Panther.
I haven't seen any Marvel movie besides Doctor Strange and Deadpools.
Oh, well, that's not a part of the story. I made it up.
Oh, okay. Whew. Hey, you're a storyteller weaving words of...
And Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, and Guardians,
yeah,
I've seen.
I made that up, too.
You made up all of Guardians?
Yeah, the whole thing.
You're James Gunn?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's great. Yeah, I just got my job back. It's awesome.
I don't like those jokes you made previously, and I can't even... You're a terrible person now. I can't think of you any differently.
Yeah, I got my job back, though, so it's cool.
Oh, boo, Disney. You goddamn cave to the liberal media, boo, Disney.
Yep, they definitely did.
Oh, liberals.
Yeah, you know, those things you said 10 years ago and already apologized for, and like it all got settled and figured out. Yeah.
It is a good thing, though, because it did land him onto Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Good things can come from dark places.
Suicide Squad is not good.
No, I'm saying it's going to be good now.
No, it's still going to be bad.
It's fun. Idris Elba is replacing Will Smith. Isn't that what you wanted?
I don't know what I wanted. Just not what I got.
It was fun, it though, was. Right?
No, I was angry the whole time.
Angry the whole time.
She was hungry, though. Hungry for blood. Just like this episode. So let's get into the summary, daddies. Nicole, I'm going to hand you something.
I figure out the other part of the technique lyrics.
Okay, what is it?
I avoid using traditional techniques.
Technique, technique, technique. Whoa, Jersey.
Jersey.
Well, I was stuck in Jersey trying to save some money.
Ooh, put some reverb on
that. I'm not doing that. It takes too much work because I have to render it into a new file in order to just put reverb on that little bit so it doesn't make the render longer.
Dropping the knowledge.
Yeah, so Nicole, hand this. When I point at you, you read what is on this board.
Verb. Which one is this? It's Phineas.
So don't look at it yet.
Oh, I'm looking at it.
All right. Y'all's ready for this?
I've been ready.
All right. Today we watched episodes 26 and 27 of Die Ranger entitled A Bad, Bad, Bad Guy and The Final Punch, respectively. We start out with a group of agile, nubile men. Mean, I put down, punching at Casper's because he's not a friendly ghost. He's a deadly host. Yeah, I went to a party he was throwing and the staircases didn't have arm rails and the catering company didn't put out cards with allergies for each food. Not to mention he's a Gatling gun. Yeah, Casper is a Green Lantern who can turn into a workable firearm. But then a custodian challenges the workers of a building he cleans to a death match. As someone with a lot of family in the custodial field, this rings true to life. You better believe my sister wants to punch a workshop worker who can't aim their pee into the toilet, or a workshop worker who can't put a used tampon into the parchment bag within the sanitary disposal can mounted on the wall instead of just putting it inside that said can for someone to fish out with a gloved hand.
The views, comments, and opinions of James do not directly reflect those of his sister's parents, family, or literally anyone else.
Then, this old man custodian takes off a mask of insane quality, big head level, to reveal he's a handsome man with a Hydra coin. Dude's working for an octopus skull. This gloved man may be murderous, but he is a generous tipper to the waitstaff. He's a chariot to the proletariat, the seas of the bourgeoisie, and a little nasty to your panties, cause the dude's handsome as hell. Then the steel-eyed man becomes the best kind of cop, a fake cop, because at least they're wearing their fakeness on their sleeves. Ryo, everyone's favorite dumpling boy, comes to the rescue of some guys in a limo. Yeah, Ryo is the savior to the bourgeoisie. Say it ain't so. But Ryo...
He's not the savior. They got murdered.
No, the other ones drove away, though. The master was fine. He's the savior to the bourgeoisie, baby.
All right, just
they
go.
Bougie as hell.
Just go.
I don't know where I'm at, Nicole. Oh, man.
The bourgeoisie.
I know that,
baby.
Sure. Bourgeoisie's for sure.
But Ryo duels Octo Skull's servant in a battle of sharp wind and fast flying kicks. The only things I like fast are food, women, and shoes with flames on the side. Make you run fast as hell, baby. Pitter, patter, pitter, patter.
Oh, like Frank.
Yeah. When Frank, sees a bird, I guess. That's the only time we've seen him run fast.
And 3 a.m.
He runs real fast at 3 a.m. Their battle is cut short by a hit and run gone wrong because Ryo forgot to yell, "Hey, we're fighting here!" We then learn something from Kaku, finally, that a dark version of karate exists, like the rumors of a dark version of Pokemon Red and Blue exists, where you play as Team Rocket and there's cursing in it, and Jesse is totally in a minier skirt. Then Rin gives Ryo a good luck charm. Remember that. It comes into play later. I think it does in part 3, but not in the episodes we discussed.
Yeah, no.
Oh, shoot. B-Story, bestill my beautiful beating heart. A big pot, Nick. No, no, no. Not that loud shit. I'm talking a teapot. Comes in with armor class 30. Yeah, dude's got a shield. We then find out Octo Skull has a dead bad dad. Wait, what? We then find out Octo Skull has a dead bad dad who stabbed his own son's hand so he'd let go over a damn ravine, like a more effed up Mufasa situation, because this one involves an ocean and fish and homeless make waste in there. We then head to the demon forest, some real Diablo 2 meets 100 Acre Woods, meets a skull on the ground, meets that time my dad put some dry ice in the small man-made pond in our backyard type shit. Zydos is there with a black orb asking demons for powers. We toll the bell in thy name and thereby summon the whispering voices of wandering from all regions of thine empire. It worked, Nick. That was from the Satanic Rituals by Anton LaVey. We've been bestowed with powers of a demon warrior. We're going to show the WWE who the real best tag team champs are. Fuck you, Vince McMahon. We're taking over the company. Jin and Ryo are fighting again, and Ryo gets wind-fisted by an evil god. Fisted isn't a real word in my word processor. It has a red squiggly line under it. That's written in this. And true. I'm finding the line right now. Where am I at? Oh man, he got wind-fisted, but then Teapot sucks up Rin, and Shoji is distraught because his Kenpo, something we haven't heard about until the 100 times mentioned in these episodes, isn't enough. Gene then goes to murder an old man in a wheelchair and succeeds with flying colors, like my brother playing Pokemon cards against 10-year-olds. That's a true story. And he wasn't 10 years old. He was like 23. Then the Rangers practice on jagged pebbles doing stunts. I bet these pansy-ass millennials with their union contracts and new Sentai series would demand a soft matter, something to flop down on. Instead of these, dang jagged rocks, what a friggin' soft cucks they are. Oh shit. Gene's got a Gauntlet Legends for Dreamcast on his hand. Robotastic. That's how he punches so hard. Said millennials are probably gonna call him out for cheating, but guess what? I'm calling him resourceful. In the end, Ryo beats Jin from his fire-catching, spring-focused mom arm workout techniques, and the gang womps Teapot. Die, Ranger.
He was definitely cheating.
Who? Ryo? Yeah, you better believe.
No, the fucking metal arm guy. He was
fighting.
He had
a metal arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's being resourceful. He didn't have... Oh, okay, so if someone beats their child and that child grows up to be a strong, independent woman, you're going to call them cheating for having a past?
No, but if they beat him with a metal arm, I call them cheating.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So if you have sex with someone outside of your relationship, as long as you don't have a metal arm, it's not cheating.
I mean, no, because the point isn't to beat them up. The point is to not have sex with them.
Yeah, but you beaten that pussy up. You walked me into that.
I technically did.
Just like many people who are cheating say, oh, I walked into the vagina on accident.
I hope they haven't said that. That's
or walked
stupid.
Into that pussy, am I right?
Oh, my God.
Nick and I just high-fived. Nicole and I just high-fived. Frank and I just high-fived. We all just high-fived one at a time.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Nicholas. What's up? What you got in notes?
Oh, I have so many notes scattered drawn out. First off, just the title alone, is that the actual title? Or I'm starting to wonder if, like, just the translation is so bad for, like, these words that we just give it that title.
I think it is, because if you look at the, like, the kanji or katakana, if you look at those combinations,
the
there
characters.
Are... Yes, the character text, as Nicole said, it is repeated. You see the same thing, so it could be...
So it is naturally a bad, bad guy.
A bad, bad, bad guy. Triple bad.
Fuck you.
bad man.
Like, just like
a very
Xander.
Bad man.
Yeah, that's the... The Schaefer the Dark Lord lyrics.
Are you proud of me?
I am proud of you.
Yeah. I just got to say, it was really great to see like all their weapons be completely useless. Like there was just like a point when they first started like attacking them, and it was just like doink everything. They like hit it with. It was just stupid because the fabric of it already looked weird.
Yeah, it was like clearly foam.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the first time when they were just hitting it with the sticks, I was like, this is stupid. Like hitting it with the staff. It felt like you were just watching what would happen if they actually had a fight with a big foam character.
Yeah. And I was like, this is like, it's like a clay pot, but it's made of foam. Like, why wouldn't you just give it a hard outer shell
like plastic.
And it would still do the same thing, but look less silly?
I believe.
Or
since...
just do like a different character that makes sense to be squishy.
Let's just think filming wise. This is mid-season. It could be during the summertime. They might not want plastic. Someone could have a heat stroke in that. That's the only thing I can think
then
of.
Then do a different character.
Oh.
Yeah, that just was a poor choice because it just looked so... Like, it was so contrast because the other story was so much more interesting that... Whenever they got back to... It just seemed like the monster would show up every now and then. When that story got too intense, they were just like, oh, the pop monster's back, and it's just like, bang! They just start fighting.
Look at how squishy he is. Yeah.
The B story was very bad. The C story was great with Zydos and the demon forest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God, I wish we could get a revamped Die Ranger that kind of fills in... So if we got a prequel series, it might go into the demon forest of saying like, hey... Here's a 2-episode story arc where the Rangers are trapped in this demon forest.
I mean, I got the gist of what it was. So it's like, I got it. I kind of liked not knowing because then I was just like, all right, a fucking demon forest. Let's do this. They got some up their sleeve.
Nick, you know I love devil shit.
Yeah, I know for sure. And they'd go deep into it. But, you know, it might be one of those like, you know, Star Wars prequel moments. Maybe you don't want to know where it comes from. And they come up with like, some weird interstellar goop noise where it's not the devil, and then you're going to be like, oh, man.
There is a character in Zyuranger called Great Satan, so they're not afraid to shine the devil.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's so intense.
It is.
But I remember they do that a lot, because in Dragon Ball Z, they have Mr. Satan.
They also have, what's his face? Piccolo.
Satan?
Piccolo's, like, his symbol just means demon. Like, it legitimately means demon.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Watch Dragon Ball, dude.
I mean, I've watched the American versions.
We have, too.
But I just don't know the other shit where it says, like, it's demon.
Yeah.
I just thought he was an alien dude who kind of is, like, mixed with a god
version
of our protector.
Yeah. This well, that protector is also an alien.
Why do we have alien overseers? That's weird. Are we part of like an intergalactic federation? And
ancient
like,
aliens.
You know, that's a little odd. I mean, Namek seemed far.
The Saiyans are aliens too.
Yeah, but like, I mean, they're not protecting us. Goku just kind of ended up here and was like, all right, well, let's get in a fight. And then Vegeta came and Raditz and all that stuff happened. But like Piccolo's people like look after. They got the crib with like the Popo guy and they're chilling.
Yeah.
So like, what's going on? Who put that there? Why has that been there? Like, are we like being guarded by aliens?
You want to know an alien who cannot protect anyone?
Alf?
No, Aileen from Spring Breakers.
I never saw it.
Okay. I was also about to spoil it and Nicole wants to see it.
I mean, it's been like 5 years, so...
Dude just gets shot right away when they go to like infiltrate Gucci Mane's operations.
Oh, I knew about that. Yeah.
Just right away. And then, you know, like Vanessa Hudgens in like a bikini top is like with a gun running around. It's a good movie.
Great.
You gotta check it out, Nicole. Harmony Korine.
Yeah, person from Kids.
He's GOAT.
It's a dude?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Harmony Korine is a dude.
I just always heard the name and I was just like, oh, she's doing a lot.
That's oh, yeah. It would be very weird if it wouldn't be. Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Remember that used to be in like probably every movie? Probably did that wrong. Every movie with like women in like the 90s, they used to have that song. It was like obligatory.
Oh man, whoever wrote that song is making
it's
bank.
It's coming back.
Oh, is it in like Melissa McCarthy or something like that movies?
No, I was just saying shit.
Hey, well, how about you say some shit
it's
about Die
Ranger? It's coming back because I just sang it.
What notes do you have?
What notes do I have? What's the first one? I put, that's a sharp coin. And then I put, that's a sharp wind.
Yeah, because he gets hit by some wind.
Yeah, I didn't.
Some sharp ass wind.
I didn't know they had like those Dragon Ball Z powers. That was nice.
Yeah. The fight scenes are fucking cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to touch on the flower. Yo,
oh, yeah.
Homeboy,
yeah, we all wrote
smooth,
it down.
Smooth with that backflip onto the flower. That was amazing. I didn't expect it. I didn't expect him to swag out on him like that.
That's a strong flower.
That's what I wrote down, too. I said either he is limble or gentle.
Yeah.
Or
limble?
That's a, yeah, limbo.
I thought he was just, you know, I thought he had that ultimate piece of like understanding and like warriorness where you're light as a feather.
Stiff as a board?
No, not the, no, the, just the light as a feather, like the Bruce Lee running on water type of shit.
You want to know what? Hold on. Nick, lay down on the table. Okay. Hey guys, I made a cut. Nick is now laying down. Nicole, put your two fingers under him and we're going to do light as a feather, stiff as a board. Okay?
No.
Please.
Okay.
All right. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a... No, you have to say it with me. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather. Oh my God, Nick, you're levitating. He's levitating. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Holy shit, he's on the ceiling. Oh no, he's starting to crab walk like Exorcist. No. Stop it. Oh, no.
Oh, guys.
God has forgotten us.
Okay, guys, we're back.
What happened?
Oh,
didn't
Nick,
work, did it?
I'll re-listen to the episode.
Told you it wouldn't work.
I mean, something worked.
Anyways.
Maybe we shouldn't have been in the demon forest.
That was a good point.
We did moved all the equipment to that forest.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, we don't need the prequel series anymore. I kissed one of those skulls on the ground.
You know what happens, dude?
You get mouth herpes.
It's gross, man. It's been on the ground for a while. I told you.
Yeah. Probably a rat's been living in it.
Yeah. Or just
rat babies.
People peeing on it. Or animals.
Yeah. And aminals. That's how we say animals on this show. Okay. Aminals.
I'll still say animal.
Oh, you better than us?
No. I did want to talk about some good old child abuse, though, while we're at it.
Oh, yeah.
Since we're on the topic of it. When they said that his dad was a hard ass, I was really willing to just, I thought it was going to be like the typical, like, I have like a, you know, a stick and I hit you when you don't do enough push-ups.
Yeah.
I do a little crazy.
Right, yeah.
But like, he just had hit him with a blitzkrieg right away on like a fucking corner of a like on a cliff. He was just like, fuck you. Like every...
Just does that and then boxes his ears. Yeah.
Everything. Like just hitting him with it. No like complete overwhelming of any type of defense. And then just knocks him off. And then
just pulls out a fucking knife. Like, that was his plan the whole time.
Yeah, like, I just didn't get it. Because it's like he held him up like he was going to save him, too. And he was just like, I just wanted you to see my face.
Also, like, why reach for him?
Yeah.
If you have that much time, you can pull him up.
Maybe he was going to and then realized he was like, oh, shit, we're both going to fall off.
He's like, my son's a little fatty. I can't keep him up.
No, I thought he was like, I have to show him how merceless you have to be.
God, that's so fucked up.
Because he was just, they didn't even show what really happened to him. So it's like,
jagged rocks.
Yeah, he was going to let his kid die.
It was shallow water.
I'm still trying to figure out what they're inferring he did. I guess he just stabbed him in the arm until he let go, right?
Oh, hopefully it was like right away. He just wasn't like stabbing it repeatedly, like, let go, let go, let go.
Because that's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, what is he going to do?
It's like me when Frank's trying to hop up on my lap while I'm eating. I just like push him a little with my foot and he's like, no. And he's trying to like fight it, except he doesn't have strong legs. Yeah.
I mean, I get one of your kids to be tough, but it's like at a certain point, he has to have like at some point after that been like, I definitely went too far that time. Like,
nah.
He has to have felt like that.
We don't know how the dad died. Maybe he just committed suicide from guilt.
Yeah, because that you have to think... You're defeating the purpose when you actually kill your kid,
yeah.
Essentially. Like, you have to feel like you went a little overboard at that point. Because the other times he was, like, that one time, there was a moment where they do another flashback where they're fighting, and I thought it was going to be the moment where he, like, killed his dad and, like, snapped.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, that time, dad just, like, fucking gave him a quick, like, it sucked. It knocked him down, but he was just like, we thought it was going to be something intense, but he was just like, all right, let us rest now.
Yeah.
Let's catch a breather now. That was a good one.
Like, he's face down on the ground, possibly unconscious, and you say, we can rest now.
Yeah, it's like...
I would have loved if he said, we can rest now, then just, like, kind of, like, pushes dirt on top of him.
Just sits on him or something.
You're going to say, like, just gently rolls him off the cliff.
That's some Kung Pao shit. Every single time, just pushes him off the cliff.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love Kung Pao.
I do, too. That was a great ass movie.
I did write down that the dad says, you don't have emotions. You need to be emotionless. But then if the ghost dad sees what's happening now, he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. But still have emotions towards your sister. Like, you should still be a good brother. Because he was just like, fuck you, middle fingers up to her, and then murders her in the end.
I still think he gave her a firm punch to be like, look, you don't need to deal with a guy like me. I punched
just
my sister.
Gut punches her real quick.
It felt like that. It felt like she was like, oh, you're a good person. And he's just like, I'm not. See, I punched you. Go home.
Maybe that's what your sister is doing to you. Says, back off from me. I'm not a good person.
Yeah. No,
I think that was like... him sort of like proving to himself that he didn't have his emotions involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he murders her.
By doing that.
He definitely did. And it's funny because it always gets me with things like that because this whole thing kind of had me feeling two big things, which was one, if they had just morphed, would they have kicked that dude's ass normally then? And like,
yeah, it is weird that they didn't morph to fight him. Well, he probably would have.
It didn't even feel like he was a Power Ranger issue. Like, that was the weird thing about it is, like, this was like a personal thing between him and Red while the Power Rangers were having the actual episode on the side.
Yeah.
Because, like, I felt like, I was like, yo, if you just morph, would you kick this guy's ass? Like, you're
like,
not morphing.
All of them morph and fight him at the same time.
Dude, they would have whooped that guy's ass.
Like,
He's like, I'm going to beat you. He morphs, takes out his die buster and just shoots him in the shin.
That's what I'm saying.
He's like, oh, owie, I'm bleeding.
You see what happened when he hit him with that wind shit? That wind shit probably wasn't even his top shelf wind shit. Like, that shit fucked that dude up for a second, and then he turned on the jets for the Gatling gun punch.
I'm so excited for you to come back to see part three.
Yeah.
Part three is fantastic. Part four is bonkers insane. So they're both great, but yeah, the techniques in part three are amazing.
Yeah, I'm down for it, but it's just, like, now that he has, fuck, what I was thinking, like, it was crazy, of course, that, like, if they had morphed, they would have been able to beat the guy up. But my whole thing was how quickly he was able to, because he didn't have any, he was good at being a martial artist, but he didn't have any inkling of like the paranormal and the Gorma and stuff, did he?
No, he did not.
So it's like he got his ass kicked. And then that dude just showed up and was like, I got you mystical powers, though, if you just kill somebody.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck yeah. And he just murders his sister. To be that all of a sudden, it's like, you don't know who that guy is.
Yeah
you gotta beat the rest to be the best.
You had a ball with a skull on it. You can get that at Spencer's.
Your family is the rest.
Okay, but I just had a realization. Isn't Reen the Wind Star?
Yes.
So, like, why the fuck isn't this a Rin, like, story arc? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Like, to see just because they're not morphing, to see a man beat a lady into seizure, which, you know, it's not like beating that pussy into seizure, but I think you can't do that.
That's really sexist.
I know.
Yeah. He did beat that guy into a seizure, though. That was really bad. Like, that punching and shit, I thought it was going to be games, but, like, he was spitting blood up on the floor.
Oh,
like,
I did write down, where did I put that?
He mercilessly beat that dude. I thought he was dead. I really thought the episode was going to be that he died, because they showed his hand, like, go limp at the end, and I was like, yo, did they just kill a ranger?
He should have died.
When he spits out that blood on the flowers, I put down, blood-fed flower petals is a Tupac poem.
Wow, yeah, that's good.
Rose grown from concrete crack. I think that's the name of his poetry book. I owned that, bought it at Barnes & Noble when I was 13.
How much was it?
I don't know, probably $13.
Nice, worked with your age.
Unlucky 13.
Ah, it's not that unlucky.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, man, when I was 13, I was being called the F word nonstop.
Fuck.
No, not that one. I wish it was. What else do I have? I wrote down, should you and I, Nick, start dueling heads of rap groups in order to prove our dominance over them?
No, just murder them.
No, not as battle duels. Like, not battle raps, just literally fist fight them.
I think that might be the case, but I don't know, like, if I really want to be that violent, because those guys seem kind of tough, a lot of them.
What are some heads of rap groups do you think we could beat?
I mean...
For sure, Rev Run. We can
squash
him.
Yeah, I mean, any
him.
Of the old guys, I'm going for the knees right away and just, like, take him out. Leave him on the ground, that, like, turtle foot, like, shit they got going on, the wagon, and then just kick him in the head.
Could we take out Humpty Hump?
Humpty.
All right, while you guys are doing this, I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, all right. We'll keep talking what rappers we could beat in a fight.
I mean, I don't know about Humpty Hump. Like I said, if they're old enough, I'm just going to go for the legs.
Could we beat Q-Tip?
I don't know.
No.
I wouldn't want to beat Q-Tip.
Q-Tip seems like he's living healthy.
He's very healthy.
Yeah, in that he's looking kind of jacked. Not Dr. Dre jacked.
Yeah, I don't want to beat up any rappers that have gang affiliations or any type of thing.
Does he have
like
gang
that.
Affiliation, Q-Tip?
I mean, not Q-Tip, but like Dre for sure.
Q-Tip Dre
is
doesn't.
Just not a fucking dude you probably want to mess with. He's got a lot of people who probably like him a lot.
Except Dre has enough money to have you murdered, so...
Yeah, that is very true. He could just have, like, real professionals murder me, but why would he need real professionals?
However, if we beat Dr. Dre in a fist fight, you know you become Jimmy Iovine's best friend.
Is that true?
You take his place as best friend to Jimmy Iovine.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That might be a
that's
quest
why he's
worthy.
So jacked.
That's he a quest worthy of a movie.
Yeah, he doesn't... Ooh, that'd be a hilarious movie. Like, the pursuit to beat up Dr. Dre to become Jimmy Iovine's best friend. Yeah. That's why he started working out so much.
Mm-hmm. He knew it was coming.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I need to stay BFFs with Jimmy.
Yeah, and Jimmy just told him. He was like, look, I mean, I like you a lot. The Chronic was very good. You've been very good to me with Aftermath and all that stuff. But here's the thing. If someone comes around and kicks your ass, like, can't really run with that anymore.
Yeah, you've disrespected my honor.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Mr. Dre.
You think Clive Owen played that shit? No.
Who now is the leader of D12? Even though
Clive
it's been...
Davis, not Clive Owen. Clive Owen's an actor. Keep going, D12.
Yeah, who's the leader of D12 now, even though it's said that they're defunct?
I have no idea who
is
the leader.
Is Fuzz Scooter now the
Dude,
lead member?
I don't know anything about D12. I don't know what they're doing. I hope they're doing all right. That's what I hope they're doing.
Could we beat up Lil J on the track?
No. You're really talking about a lot of people who probably like, we probably shouldn't talk about beating up rappers.
You got to speak into that mic,
we probably
man.
Shouldn't talk about beating up rappers, but it's funny.
I mean, what we're dueling them. Like, we'll slap
Lil
them
J
with
the
a glove.
Lil J is actually older than you, bro.
Yeah, I know. But not by a lot. He was like 18 when Crime Mob hit.
Yeah.
So he's only like 5 years older than me. Princess and Diamond are our age.
You can catch that fade.
Wait, I always forget that you're older than me.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay. Not only by 2 years, but Princess and Diamond are younger than you.
Okay.
But they were 13 when they broke.
That's weird.
I know. Talking about fighting bitches in the club.
Well, I mean, 13-year-old girls did fight.
Yeah.
I mean, they do. I'm sure 13-year-old girls fight right now.
Yeah, they fight in Snapchat comments. I've never used Snapchat. Don't know if you can comment on it.
I don't know if anybody still uses Snapchat. Do you still use Snapchat, James or Nicole?
No, I've never used it.
Oh, yeah.
My brother does, though.
Oh, there you go.
Hey.
He's 1 year younger than me.
Josh, add us. Let us know if you're using Snapchat.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
Well, I always see people using Snapchat filters, you know, putting like a cat on their head.
Didn't they do that for like Instagram too now?
Yep.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, Instagram stole all that shit. It's all just stealing from each other. You just create the fad that the other person takes.
Nice. You got to get it, baby. We got to move to Silicon Valley.
Yeah, it's happening quick. It's like, I remember when they had that app called Via instead of Uber, where it drop you off at like a corner a couple blocks away from where you wanted to be. It was cheaper. So then Uber took that and just made it a part of Pool, where if you want, you can just be picked up. And now Via is like non-existent.
Can we start dueling heads of tech companies and then we become the heads of those tech companies?
Yeah, I'll do that. All right. I'll take Zuckerberg. I don't give a fuck.
Zuckerberg, we're coming for you.
I know he's doing clean living, probably taking a couple classes.
Okay.
Just hit him at the knees, man. That's all I'm doing.
We're going to smack him with a glove. Nicole.
Right on his knee.
Yeah.
Should you start, like, fighting heads of art collectives?
No. Hey, guess what?
What?
Dark Karate. I'm just re-railing
it. Okay, yeah.
I wrote Dark Karate is some like 80s shit.
Yeah, this was almost 80s.
I mean, like, you know those like karate like kids movies?
Yeah.
That's like the episode started out and I was like, this feels like one of those movies.
Yeah, like they treat it like the 80s where like karate is just general martial arts. Where like first, like, because that's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, are you doing karate or are you doing Kenpo? Because I thought Kenpo had like sticks and shit.
Yeah.
But you're just choking, you're getting them at the neck and you're fucking blowing up their Adam's apple and like they're dead.
Yeah.
I was like, what Kenpo move is that? When do you, I thought he'd at least do it with a stick. Like that's what I thought at least.
I don't know. I know nothing about this stuff except I was a green belt in Taekwondo.
Did you use sticks?
No, I didn't get that far because I have chronic back problems. So I said, hey, I can't keep doing this.
No, that's not good because by the time they got you to the part where you're kicking people off horses, your back wouldn't have been good.
Oh, no. They would have Supermaned me.
What is that a reference to?
If I remember correctly, Taekwondo started with people trying to figure out how to kick dudes off horses.
What?
Oh, that's dope.
That's awesome.
I'm pretty sure. Let me fact check that, but I'm pretty sure that's like why Taekwondo
existed. No, you don't need to fact check that. It's fact now.
It is fact.
Are you sure?
It's canon. It's life canon.
All right. Well, yeah, I definitely heard that they were just doing it to kick people off horses.
Heck yeah. That's some Dynasty Warrior shit.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's historically accurate. Those people existed.
Hey, guys, kick a dude off a horse, but don't kick the horse.
Exactly. The horse didn't do anything. It's a slave. It's not fair.
It is. All right. What else do I got?
They're telling Rio to fucking smile.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, fuck that shit.
I put down Teapot's pants are like the dress Nicole got today.
fuck off.
Tell the story.
It's not even that fun. It's not a story. Like I ordered a gray dress for a wedding and I got it in the mail today and it's fucking purple. Like, what is the official name for that?
I called it
a jumpsuit, but it's not. It's like a
flowing full legged romper.
Yeah.
It's
a
like
jumpsuit romper.
Yes, yeah. It's something Coachella would wear.
What?
It's something someone would wear at Coachella.
Yeah.
Okay. Coachella's like, not a person, so I was confused.
You better believe there's some babies out there being named Coachella.
At least in the middle name.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so it was a purple jumpsuit thing. So
it'd probably be perfect for some dark karate on the streets.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably true.
Sometimes the night sky looks purple. You could like bungee jump down towards someone, but not bungee jump. What's the word I'm looking for when like Batman, you just bat flying squirrel down, friggin' hit them. They'd say, look up in the sky. I don't see anything. Except they would see your pale white face. You got to work on that, Nicole. Nice. I'm turning that up.
Or you could get the drop on them. Just dressed up as a woman on the move in the night.
Oh, yeah. Nicole, there's so many ways you could start fist fighting people.
And then you just get them at their throat, and then you destroy their Adam's apple.
Yeah, you just got to learn how to just zero in on it.
Yeah.
Just and then rip it out.
Some men like that.
He punched through a car, though.
Yeah.
I just remembered that. I was
He's
like,
strong.
He literally just punched through a car.
It was a metal arm. I'm not impressed.
I'm impressed.
It was a metal arm.
Okay. But, like, if he punched through a car, like, when he punched his sister, why didn't his arm just, like, go through
her? That's what I'm saying. That's why I thought it was just an aggressive leave me alone for now.
Yeah.
Because I thought it would just be, like, and, like, pull out a heart.
I think what happened is it just exploded all her internal organs.
Okay. And, you know, you're probably right. Because that's what happened with the dude in the car. Because I was trying to figure out, like, it didn't go into the dude in the car. It was like he punched him in the thigh. And the guy was like, oh, my God.
Like, maybe he knows how to crack someone's rib cage properly, that the rib like spikes into the heart and it's instant KO. More than KO. Death.
I think his power is his intensity somehow equates to actual force.
Yeah.
Because he's intense when he throws all these things. But they just don't look that impressive naturally when he hits them. Like,
yeah.
I still feel like that sister thing is an aggressive one, and she just woke up like 12 hours later like, that sucks. I'm going home.
Maybe we find out more information.
Especially since no one noticed a fucking corpse on the beach when they were out there.
He just pushes it into the ocean.
Yeah.
Just gently rolls.
He just like ties up her dress with some
just
sand
like
in it.
Daddy taught.
Yep.
It's like daddy taught me.
Yeah, that's what I was referencing, James.
Man, Nicole. Motherfucker could use some money. Hey, I bet that gin coin is worth at least an entire Nerf gun at the Chucksters. You know what, Chuck E. Cheese?
Yep.
That's a nice coin. We should cosplay with that coin.
That would be a deep cut for people.
Yeah. Nicole, activate cosplay coin. Activate. She got it.
No.
What else do I got? The gloves are still on all of the gourmet. It's their hand.
Those are gloves, bro. They had the design on like the palm of like a glove. Like,
no,
like
I
the
think
leather
that's really their hand
style design.
Because we saw in another episode that someone like pricks like a needle into like underneath their fingernail and it starts bleeding.
Oh, what the fuck?
So I think that is their actual hand.
But they look like people. They're just people though.
Yeah, but they're a different, they're like a different species.
So they're just people with random Frankenstein hands?
Yeah. They're not Frankenstein hands.
They're kind of Frankenstein. They're like Frankenstein if he was also a wolfman.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Frankenstein wolfman. Frankenwolfman.
Frankenwolfmanstein.
I have a question for you later.
What?
I can't ask it on the podcast because it has to do with like the ending of the series.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, there were some two quality slaps that came from the pot at one point when he was fighting the Power Rangers or the Sentai... Die Ranger.
It doesn't. We're not calling you out on it.
I was waiting for you to call me out on it, but yeah. He gives him like two pimp slaps. I don't know if you remember. It was like they were, because that, all those fights were him just decimating them, which is pretty ridiculous because he would just show up and then they would just end up fighting and they would just get their asses kicked. Are they just saying that like the Red Ranger should have been there to help?
Maybe.
Because like they were just worthless. Like they.
I don't know why everyone wasn't doing the same training as Ryo, because then they would have just murdered everyone. Gorma gone.
Probably because that shit looked like it sucked. And they were like, we'll just take our chances with our numbers.
You say what you're going to say, and I want to get to a specific scene that we referenced in your previous episode on Mostly Speaking Sentai.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. No, what you were going to say to Nick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, okay. That Kaku scene where he just opens the door, sees him writhing around on some greasy blood, then closes the door as someone who he is mentoring is bleeding on the ground. But he's like, no, no, no. I'm trying to watch my stories.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you must endure.
Kaku's a bitch.
He was in some real pain. Like, that dude was trying to get an Emmy or something that episode because he was just like, oh, he was doing like the my family died and I'm a drug addict like type of like performance. I was like, all right, man, do your thing.
And I was impressed because even like he was shaking and shit.
Yeah, like,
and even when he was like buckling his thing, he was still like doing it. And I was like, see, I would have to just stop for a second. Buckle it and then like start
he
doing
was selling it. He
like,
was selling
yeah, it
so
it was really good.
Hard. Oh man. Yeah, that was a real great time. I did love when he pulled up on that old ass dude. because I knew that dude wasn't going to play. It would have been hilarious if he had just obliterated that dude and like knocked his fucking head off, which I was totally ready for. But the fact that like that dude caught him on some straight like caught you slipping shit, like I was very happy with that. Even if he did only last like 5 seconds, because he got that Adam's apple and just crushed it and worked it out.
Yeah. That would have also been some Kung Pao shit if he just walked up to a person in a wheelchair and just started punching him.
Yeah. Because the dude seems so... At first, he looked like inquiring, and I was like, okay. And then he was happy, and I was like, all right, this is a nice old dude. And then he was just like straight, like... They made it so intense, like he was about to knock his fucking head off.
Awesome.
I was so ready for it. I was ready for whatever came, and they didn't disappoint. That was good.
You got any more notes, Nicole?
I don't know.
Nikki Jakester.
I think we should talk about all the ways they talked about Kimpo, and I feel like they're just making shit up. Like, I really had a feeling like, I guess this is a kid's show, so they are like, fuck it. Because they're like, you need invisible Kimpo now. Like, what the fuck is that? Just fast-ass Kimpo.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want. It's a bunch of lore.
We were saying where karate's just like, anything you want it to be in this.
But he just makes it always... I guess I just don't like him and the way he says it all the time. Like, you should have just fucking known that. Like, this is...
Oh, yeah.
This is the shit. Like, you how dare you even think? Like, the fact that the Red Ranger was, like, so ready to, like, say, I'll get at that dude again. Like, I was waiting for him to hit him with the harshest burn about how worthless he is as a person.
Yeah.
And it was just going to be hilarious.
We also should talk about the first master that gets killed. Just gets killed with a skull punch. He just punches him right in the forehead. It feels like if you were to get into a car crash, like that's what he did. Just like straight up hit him as hard as he could, laid out dead.
Yeah, all those were intense. I wasn't even, and it caught me off guard too, because I wasn't even expecting that. When he showed up as like the janitor, I was definitely caught off guard. Like, I had to be honest. I'm just really kind of, I can't make fun of this that much.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the thing that's kind of caught me off, because I actually liked this dude. And the story was basic, but it was really kind of cool. Like, it's all these notes are just kind of things I thought were cool. Actually.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's why I do like, hey, what if this happened instead of, there's nothing really to goof on besides just making up your own goofs.
He is a cheater, though, and him and Ryu are like made for each other because they're both fucking cheaters. His sister runs up, and you know, you thought Ryu would be like, oh, the sister's here, and let her talk to this guy who's clearly insane. But he's like, oh, his sister showed up. Time for me to kick his fucking head off, catch him slipping.
I took that as Ryu didn't notice it. And he's just like, oh, his guard's down for some reason. Remember, this dude had been beat up like 3 times badly. He was seizing that day.
Yeah.
So like, he probably doesn't have...
Quick turnaround.
I mean, and Jin was literally murdering people.
Yeah, so who cares?
I know, fair enough. Did he know he was murdering people?
Ryu does, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember, because it just seemed like they caught up, because he ran up on him during the one time. So I wasn't sure if he was still building off of that time where he just ran up on him and didn't really know he was putting two and two together yet.
Oh, no. He sees I'm pretty sure he saw the dead person in the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess he is a murderer. I guess I still get so caught up in the beauty of, like, martial arts, like, in fighting that I'm like, oh, if you guys are going to be one-on-one fighting...
Oh, and the time you guys commented on he kills the guy near that like man-made pond, and then Ryu comes and he says, I should have known, and you guys were like, oh, wish you would have came here sooner.
Yeah, because he said, I knew you'd come here. And it's like, why did you wait until he died?
Yeah, you could have had another helping hand. The two of them could have fought Jin together.
Well, I mean, what would be fair about that? I still think about fair, because he is killing people, but it's fair. He stands up and, well, not the old dude. He was about to kill him. And didn't he at least like give him space before he attacked the teacher as the janitor?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I think so.
Like, I'm all for just murdering the teacher if like, you know, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. If you're a martial arts teacher, even now, if I'm a martial arts teacher, I still think you should be totally prepared for someone to be like, I want to kick your ass.
Yeah, kick your ass, but not murder you.
I mean, live by the sword, die by the sword.
And he does give people a chance of like setting things up. Then he flips the coin. I would laugh if he just, you know, like sometimes you flip a coin. I'm perfect flipping coin, but you're never 100% of doing a perfect flip. It just like kind of flups out of your hand and he has to like find it in the grass. He's like, hold on, guys. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, he was smooth with that, though.
Yeah.
He was really putting people away with that. And his fucking perfect smile every time he did it, I was like, this dude is fucking too much, man. Like, I definitely appreciated all that went into that character because that actor's top-notch. Yeah. I don't know who that dude is, but I hope that's like he's a fan favorite. And I would hope he's a recurring character.
I think he's been in other Sentai series. As different people.
Ah, okay. I got you. I like that this guy just became like the bane of like the Die Ranger's like existence. He's like a true enemy.
Just the Red Ranger. Everyone else is kind of like, who? Why are you focused on this person?
That's so crazy. Like to have a mortal enemy. I like that.
Who's your mortal enemy?
I don't know. Probably like Mario from Mario Brothers.
Why?
Because I've always hated Nintendo and I feel like he represents so many things that are wrong with video games.
What? Mario Party? Mario Tennis?
I'm not for it.
Slugfest? MLB Slugfest?
I'm not, what? No, like, yeah, no, I've always hated Mario, and I think his games, while they can be fun, are just old, and it's like, they need to get the fuck out of here.
Hey guys, the pot Taoist eye is blue.
Oh.
Doesn't have an eye anymore. That's a trick statement.
I mean, it's still
and
is.
Then Ryo, like, pokes him in the eyeball and it's just like on fire.
Yeah, because it's gone now, right?
Oh, no, because it poked through into like the innards of the teapot and teapot steam.
It's not a teapot.
Yeah, it is.
Wait.
No, it's not.
I thought it was a vase or vase.
Yeah,
or
it's like a clay pot.
Oh, I thought he was like a teapot
guy. No.
Oh, boy.
You thought you were looking at a teapot?
I mean, I thought that's the...
Where was the spout, James?
Here is my handle. Here is the spout.
It had two handles, no spout.
Oh, I thought one of them was like a detachable one. So
what?
It looks like you can pick it up with both, but then you can like pop off one.
That's not a thing.
Space
that
age
exists.
Teapot.
Yeah.
You got over here, James.
Hey, neither do Gorma, but they're still on the show.
With their gloves.
Yes. Hey, they got them gloves. I think I'm all done with notes.
Yeah, I mean, I touched on the fact that they just let a dead body chill there for a while. That was, I just think that show's great. I am really excited to see another episode of that because that dude is insane. And he's a really good bad guy.
Like, he is.
He's one that really sticks out. Like, that's like the moment you see Vegeta the first time or something like that. Or like Frieza, you're like, oh, that dude's awesome. A lot of Dragon Ball references. I'm going to figure my life out.
Dragon, get the dragon, Dragon Ball Z.
Exactly.
That's what it is in Canada, too.
Oh, Canada.
Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I feel like it is the first, like, villain that's actually beat one of them up.
Yeah.
Definitively.
Yeah.
Seizes.
But then the guy, like, how good is that dude? Because, like, he trained for, like, 40 minutes. And then, like, because you said it was the same day all this shit was happening?
It seems like it was around the same day. It was enough to put out a newspaper, so it could be within 24 hours.
Does time have a different meaning in that room he was in?
No, there's no, this isn't
that
hyperbolic.
That was an honest question, because I know there's mystical shit going on.
No, for real.
No, I don't, it's never been said, so I think it's just them downstairs in a sewer area.
I thought it was at least like a sophisticated like cave in like a mountain or something.
We see them go like, you know, when you're
It was like a warehouse.
No, you see them go downstairs into it in one of the first episodes. You know, when you are on that big county building, it has the food court where you like get your like it has a DMV downtown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by that there's like a stairway downstairs into something.
Yeah.
They go into one of those areas.
Oh,
and then
in the sewers.
Then they like go down, and that's just where their hangout is.
The DMV.
Yeah.
Dude just chills at the DMV. That's why he's an asshole. That's good.
Oh yeah.
Okay, but one last time about him punching the sister.
Yeah.
It's just like there's no buildup to it.
No.
Like there's no like like, he's just like, oh, get out of here. I'm going to punch you. It was just like, it just happened.
He said it in other times, like, hey,
he
back
just
away
said,
from
you're
going
to get yourself hurt.
Yeah.
But he wasn't saying, like, I'm going to punch you.
Well, he didn't have the offer of eternal evil life.
Yeah.
From the Gorma. That's the Gorma, right?
Yeah.
From the Gorma at that point. When he heard the gospel, he was indoctrinated.
True.
And he had to let his love go in the form of his fist of fury.
Yeah.
But there's also that weird, like, romantic scene where you put a heart necklace around
her
neck. And I was like, what?
I had the same feeling the first time I saw this, thinking, wait, are they just using sister in like an endearing term like they use for children just to all of the Zhu Ranger?
What?
I don't think so.
No, that was his sister, right?
Yeah.
Because she would talk about their dad like he was their dad. I really want to see more of the dad. I hope he beats the dude up more.
Oh, my God.
Because he's not beating up a kid, so it's okay to find it funny when he beats him up.
He's at least late teens.
Yeah, that last one where he just was like, let's rest, that was like the same dude, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just younger.
Yeah.
So they probably put some makeup on him and like had him fall. And that's pretty great. Oh, I just love that. That was the funniest shit in the world. I hope I see the dad more. That's a standout character for me.
I'm not sure if he comes back.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man, Die Ranger's just full of bad dad.
Yeah, it is. We've got Ryo's dad. We've got Button Boy's...
His dad is the...
Oh, yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
I was like, do we know that? We don't know his mom yet.
Maybe that's what it's all about. It's about
having a
poor
bad dad.
Fathers. And
dad.
The Gorma are just the kids that went into like the system.
Oh my God, dad, I'm gonna say it, dad, fuck you for being such a great dad.
Yeah.
I could have been a success if it weren't for you being a great, supportive, loving father.
Could have been a Gorma.
I could have.
Yeah.
Could have been also Ryo, Red Ranger.
Could have.
It's true.
Could have also been an iron-armed psychopath that murders people.
murder your sister.
Yeah. Oh.
Or give her a
gut.
Firm punch.
Yeah,
to alienate her.
You want to know what? Never mind, because I don't want to ever give a double heart necklace to my sister. I'm now turned off by this entire idea.
Like, it would have been fine if they just, like, sat on the beach, but I was like, why a heart necklace?
Yeah. It should be an upside down cross necklace.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Or it's a heart locket. They open it up, and it's just him in both pictures giving middle fingers.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it'd be both hands.
Yeah.
On the sides. And he'd just meet in the middle.
And
like
then
that.
When she looks back, he's giving middle fingers to her in real life. And then he punches her in the stomach.
Oh
Is that
God.
Enough buildup for you, Nicole?
That's
no.
enough for me.
Yeah, why
man.
The double heart? It could have been like something that symbolizes more friendship love instead of like sensual love.
Why? When was this made? Because it's
93.
Okay, because I was trying to figure it out because it was like starting to bleed into that 90s, 80s. Like I couldn't tell which era it was. Like
yeah,
they were in all the spots.
I believe it was like filmed 92, 93.
Gotcha.
Don't at me, guys.
Yeah.
We don't care who the directors of these things are. We don't care who the actor's
don't.
Real names are.
Even though I like that guy, I don't care.
we don't care about anything besides getting our friends into this show. If our friends want to then become super knowledgeable nerds about this stuff, that's on them. We're not getting into it.
I mean, C2E2 is going on right now and I'm here, so I'm not really trying to be that nerdy. I mean, I thought I'd take a deep dive into this because this is fun.
The only thing I am pretentious about is rap music, and even that I'm not that pretentious about.
Yeah, I'm pretty pretentious about that too, but I try to
No,
keep
you're
it
not.
Level.
If you're listening to Migos, you are not pretentious about it.
Yo, Migos is a beautiful music about expression and how you can truly have fun.
There,
what if the whole game started geeking?
Migos,
that's a quote.
I told you in a personal message and sent a screenshot of it. If you are trying to be like, hey, I'm about the life, I deal drugs, aren't they?
I mean, they have references to that in their music. Yes, of course.
And then you're going to be the musical guest at the Kids' Choice Awards?
Yo.
They're getting slimed. You know they are.
They get the bag. You get the bag and fumble it. They get the bag and flip it and tumble it. That's how the Migos do.
Kids' Choice Awards. What are you doing?
Straight out the lot. 400,000. And the car came with a blunt in it. Kids' Choice Awards.
What?
Little mama a thought, and she got ass.
Yes. What?
Eat it up like it's a fleet. Eat it up like it's a feast.
Yeah. Kids' Choice Awards do
so
not
mad.
Know what you're doing. Just have Tony Hawk come again. Do a 900 into some slime, and you don't need a musical guest. How are parents, how is Million Moms Strong not going against Migos? They'll go after the Mick, but they won't go after Migos. They'll go after Star versus the Forces of Evil, but they won't go after Migos.
Migos is America's darling. You don't get it. It's different, man. We love Migos. You just have to join on.
Offset's a fuck boy, though.
I mean,
because Migos isn't, you know, breaking gender norms. That's why.
Million Moms, whatever they are, fuck off.
I mean, it's like Snoop. They're like Snoop. They have that vibe. Because it's like Snoop is hosting a game show and a show with Martha Stewart. And he has a song that is literally about making sure that, you know, as a woman, if you're trying to fuck me, all my friends have to fuck you too. But he's on a show with Martha Stewart. And these rappers are changing their images. My mom loves T.I. and loves Snoop because of their shows. Like, she loves them. And she will always make a point to acknowledge T.I. in anything he is in because of that show with his wife and his kids. She knows them all by their names. And Snoop the same way. Like, once people started seeing these guys as, like, humans, like, that's what happened around the country.
Yeah.
And, like, now they're doing, like, they said they had those events where it's, like, the biggest rap event that happened recently in the industry was Jay-Z held a brunch. Like, there's just Instagram pictures of rappers at a brunch chilling in front of, like, gazebos and, like, flowers and shit like that. Like, rappers are, like, having a whole different image now. Yeah. That's great. I love it. I want to go to the brunch. And then people start, other rappers were getting salty about it. So they're like, you're just mad you weren't at the brunch.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's been saying that. You're just mad you weren't at the brunch. Like, Jay-Z's friend apologized to him. Dash, they're like, yeah, he'll be at the brunch next year. It did look nice, though.
That I don't care about. Just okay. Like,
I was like, don't take away the brunch. Nice.
I'm fine with a brunch. Go for it. Just make hardcore rap music, guys. That's what I want to hear.
You got to hear it on the Migos album.
No, I did not at all.
Hardcore.
That stuff is like, it feels like you're in a warm bath falling asleep. That is Migos.
A warm bath falling asleep.
Yeah, like your ears are underwater and that's what would be playing.
That is great.
A scented candle, of course. Yes.
I'm sorry. That is
Migos.
Thing. You feel like they're that soft.
Yes.
I'm sorry. That is funny to me.
I think it's because of my expectations where I thought they were hardcore rap.
They are hardcore.
No, they're not. What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, that's what they're defined as. That's their hardcore rap.
Oh, my
rap.
God.
I'm sure they shoot a few people in their lyrics.
Okay.
That's not hardcore?
No.
What do you need now? I mean, you're horrorcore.
No. Sean Price is hardcore hip-hop.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. I get that. But, like, they do that. They're just smoother. It's melodic. They let it roll,
they're
man.
Sleepy Time Tea. That's what they are.
Sleepy Time. Yo, they let it roll a little bit. They have fun. That's all, you know?
Grime rap? That's caffeinated tea.
Maybe you need to listen to their old stuff like Freak No More.
Okay, yes.
She don't want to be a freak no more. She don't want to be a freak no more. Yeah.
You told me to listen to Migos 2, which is a double album. Why'd you tell me to listen to that?
Because I didn't listen to it and I didn't know it was
that. Oh, my God.
I didn't know about the hustle had spread so much of people making like 24-track albums. Because, like, I haven't finished many albums because of that now.
And it's not just that. So albums used to be that long. And dude, it's fine. But
not all the time.
But
like
the
this.
Songs were 2 minutes long. These songs are all 4 minutes plus.
Dude, yeah. And you know some of them. You could have just left some of this at the door. Like,
yes. Or maybe not make every single tempo 60 beats per minute.
Well, that's where your heart lives at, you know?
Your heart should, I mean, unless you're an athlete, it's not that low.
It's trap, you know? That's the trap music. That's how they do it.
Yeah, but
I think you need to do more drugs, James. Yeah.
Oh, no, I used to, I posted on Facebook once and it alarmed my family of saying, hey guys, I drank a whole bottle of cough syrup and I finally get screwed and chopped music.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, you'd die, but.
No, my brother used to do that much Robitussin.
Oh, he was one of the Tesla kids.
And Coricidin, that was their drug of choice after Freon phased out.
So that Freon thing is real, always reference.
Yes, the Freon thing's real. It was the drug of choice in my neighborhood.
Damn.
Until people started using the poisonous version.
What is Freon? That sounds intense.
It's air conditioning coolant.
I thought that was what that was, but I just thought it was like the nickname that they also used for the drug.
Nope. It is for real. They would go to people's AC units with a trash bag.
You know, they'll call weed gas. It's like, oh, I got that gas on me. I'm like, okay.
No.
People were really hitting Freon?
Yeah, it makes your voice low. It does the opposite of helium. And then my brother described it as he would see ones and zeros in his head. And he thought that that was finding the meaning of life. And eventually it would become the meaning of life. And he would know why he's here.
That's like DMT. I love DMT because DMT always makes people seem to be like, I've never done DMT, but every person I've met, I used to think that it was just my hippie friends that like did it and like, oh, I could see the other side and things like that. And I was in this place, middle of nowhere, dudes who were good guys, but you know, not the most well-spoken or like honestly interesting or intelligent people. And I was just talking about stuff and I brought up DMT and they were like, oh, I'd done that. And I was like, you had? And he was like, yeah, man, I'd definitely done that. And I was like, all right, I want to hear what this guy has to say about his experience. And he was like, you know, I just saw a lot of weird squiggly like lines and stuff. And I was like, yeah, all right. I knew it'd be like that. And he's like, and then, you know, of course, like after a certain time, I went to the edge of the universe and looked down upon everything and saw it all. And it made sense to me. And I was like, what? He's like, I saw everything at the edge of the universe. I went there and it all made sense. And every person says that eventually. Like they talk to God. They see like something there that like it's always straight to God. And it almost makes me wonder like what's going on. Like even when you hear Joe Rogan talk about it, like he always just mentions about like speaking to God. Like it's like I think he legit thinks you tap into a force. Like a plane of existence that you don't normally hit when you do DMT.
Whoa, do you Lucy?
I don't know what that is.
You know the movie Lucy where she uses 100% of her brain?
I mean, we already use 100% of our brain.
That was a bad movie, don't watch
it. I thought it was good.
I liked it, but we already use 100% of our brain.
No, you only use 10%.
Like it was okay. Limitless. It wasn't
so
like
let
a
me
great
take
movie.
Part of the 90% of your brain out from somewhere and see how good you do.
You know that David Spade Wayans Brothers movie?
No.
Wasn't that the Wayans Brothers?
Senseless?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he used something to like enhance his senses though.
Oh.
To make it like animal senses or something like that.
I thought they said, hey, you only use 10% of your brain power.
They might have. I hope they didn't. I don't think they did.
Remember when that girl's taking a poop and he's like, oh.
Yes, I remember.
In like three rooms away.
Yeah.
All right. Like, what is DMT?
Dude, it's a
bad Isham album.
It's a hallucinogenic drug. It has a long chemical name. It actually is something that if I remember correctly, it's a synthetic form of a naturally occurring like thing that we have in our brains.
Uh-huh.
That I think it's one of the things that also trigger, what is that, near death whenever they see Jesus or like.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought.
That is what triggers stuff like that because it's a trigger for our bodies to essentially be like, well, the show's ending. Might as well like have this go out with a good bang.
Yeah,
because
I've heard that before and I was like, maybe that's what that is.
Yeah, and this is like that form. And there's been a lot of people who talked about it. I know people who've done it. I've never really felt that interested in doing that.
That like really creeps me out now. Like, I don't know.
Because it starts like, there's this one movie called Enter the Void where the director, he includes a 9-minute uninterrupted, because it's a first person movie, it's first person perspective, and he includes a 9-minute trip on DMT. And I looked into, like, because it's a bunch of different colors, a bunch of different scenes and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how did he come up with it? And they're like, the director took DMT and wrote down what he saw.
Oh my God. So yes.
So you're literally just watching what he tripped out and saw when he was on DMT. So it seems to be an intense drug, but that's not something I'm into at all.
What the fuck?
All right, we got to start wrapping it up.
Yeah.
I can't rap.
All right. What do you have to plug, baby?
Oh, well, you can catch me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. My Instagram and Twitter are just Nick, the word period as well. And you can catch me on my podcast, Super Guys, and you can also catch me on my podcast, The Lone Ponderer with James. So it's not really lone, but I'm keeping the name because I like it.
Also, does Nicole's artwork in on there now?
Yes. Well, no, not for the podcast, but she does have artwork for two of my singles.
Yet.
She's working on it, and it's going
to
be great. So
I said I wanted to play around with it more, and I just haven't had time.
Feel free to. It's all good. I posted stuff anyways, and people are like, people are actually listening to the podcast now, because I think the Instagram thing's really working.
Yeah.
So that's pretty nice.
Hell yeah. What's your rap?
Oh, yeah.
SoundCloud.
It's Just Nick period as well, and I rap under my name Nick, but it just has a period there, so I just rolled with that and wrote it out forever. And
doesn't one of them have two D's at the end?
That's my email.
Oh, okay.
It has two D's. You can email me at nickperiod@gmail.com with two D's. Thanks, James. And email me any thoughts you might have, including if I suck. It's all good. All criticism is good criticism. I only cry a little bit, so it's fine.
Nicole, what you got?
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will hurt forever.
Indeed.
I got darlinghomebody.com, where you can buy all the coolest shit. And if you go on there, I also have Crumb Bums webcomic written by James, drawn by me. Links to Mostly Speaking Sentai, links to Mostly Sketching Sentai. Follow me on Instagram, Darling Homebody. Facebook is Darling Homebody. Tumblr is Darling Homebody. Am I forgetting anything?
Yeah, the Redbubble account where you can find Gorma that Nicole has drawn. Go there. It's MSS Pod, or just search Mostly Speaking Sentai. You'll find them all, including one of Nick's.
Shouts to Nuclear Librarian. She's going hard out there.
And even just our podcast logo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want the Mostly Speaking Sentai cover art, it's there. You can get it on a sticker, get it on a shirt, whatever. Wear us, support us.
Yeah.
And hey, you want to check out other podcasts that I co-host, such as I'll Get There, This Movie's Gay, and What the Hell Mouth? Go to our website. We have a domain name now.
Yeah.
I need to do a domain name.
Yeah.
Actually,
it's MLMPod.com.
And mine's going to be justnickperiod.com as soon as I leave here, else it won't, in case someone took it, because they want $500 for it now.
Yeah, so check out all of that. You'll find links to everywhere you can listen, or just wherever you're listening to this, search those things. But thank you to the people who donated to us to make us be able to afford the domain name and the premium, which is It Takes Two to Toku on Twitter, Instagram, all of that. It's It Takes the number 2 Toku. Then you can also check out Power Playthrough at P Playthrough on Twitter. They donated. They're great. Also, they're going to be on the podcast. They're a great Power Rangers and Super Sentai retrospective podcast. Thank you at Hit People Guy, Steve F. on Twitter. And also an anonymous donor. I believe those are all the people who donated.
Nice.
And then also check out my rap music, Marsh, Land, Monster. I'm working on a King Kaiser X CD. It's Godzilla sampled hardcore rap music. Please listen. Nick has been the new person who I complain about my frustrations about of rap music.
Good.
And I think he's going to be just fine.
Guys, please, like, if you're listening to this, just check it out. I really want you to. And that's all I got, I think.
I have one more thing. Is this coming out before or after the episode we recorded yesterday?
I have no idea.
Okay. I mean, I just wanted to thank Dan those Lili balls because they're fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, those looked really cool when you showed them to me.
Yeah, Dan from Power Playthrough got us at, like, for real Lili balls.
Like, commissioned someone to make them.
Yeah, and they're amazing. They have the logo on the like, each mystical key beast on the inside. The design is amazing. Thank you so much.
Can he put, like, anything in them? Like, could you get one with, like, Bismarcky in it?
Yeah, I mean, we'll ask him or tweet at him, Playthrough.
Yes.
Figure out where he got those from.
Yeah, because that would be great. You could have a lot of fun with shit like that.
Put like your the Marshland Monster logo in them because we know Marshland Monster merch just flies off the shelf.
It does.
Damn straight.
It doesn't. It flies off the shelf because I'm handing people for free.
Because you're throwing it.
Yes. I'm throwing it off the shelf saying, hey, bye-bye to these. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
And I am Nick.
And we've been
Mostly Speaking Sentai.
I'm gonna go to Target. I always go to Target from your house.
Have you ever heard the rapper that, like, samples us for his choruses?
What?
There's a rapper named Marshland Monster.
Okay.
And he will put, like, Comedy Bang Bang references in the verses as well. But in the ones that I've heard, maybe he has a much bigger catalog I'm not aware of.
The chorus is us?
The chorus will be just clips from the show.
Talking with the river, click your drip, we're watching telly. Yeah, spitting show with terrorists and cripple brittle skellies. Beats are gonna pet you quick, the riddle in your belly. You wanna be a derelict, but little Machiavelli. Well, the meek is speaking Arabic, the weak is seeking heretics. Speaking, shrieking, please, crying, leaking anti-narratives. America's embarrassing and error, sharing arrogance. Scaring all the heiresses with errors of your heritage. I'm sick of trickery by these distant industries. And I'm mixing in the strings, shifty hidden imagery. We're sick and sick and deep. Well, we're taking Mickey D's, pissing on our dreams with our piss poor schemes, middle fingers up to your little bit of pub. See some rats and supplements and drink my spittle in the cup. I'm thin and ripping little thumbs, ripping, getting bigger clumps, stitching antidepressants cause I'm finished gripping pistol pumps.
And that is maybe some of the rap, what they're talking about in some of this stuff is they're either making me feel bad about not having too much money.
Yes. Or they're talking about how people are going to, like, survive through struggle and maybe, like, rise up and stuff. And that feels...
Or they're chugging like they're going to punch me.
Yes.
No, thank you.
My mental soul in Pakistan, deadly, never fights fair. Terror's off the docket, man, never dreams a nightmare. Beating, sneaking right there with a nice stare. Paralysis and malices, screaming out my nightmare. The will to live, the Vanderbilt, an insolent obsession. I bear the will to grant the guilt, penciled in depression. Can't the self plan to tell me quilt and verbal speak? No one's caring when the chair starts to tilt in purple cheeks. Show my flowing body cold, freezing like a teaser. Down a lot of pills, now I'm seasoning Ibiza. 1996, fruity pebbles in the mix. Wild spy on 90 kids, I'm a rebel down in kicks now. Gotta get wild, doing odd crash dance. Terry dying years ago was God's last chance. Not concealing any feeling that your squad can't snap. So feel that real rap podcast raps on.
No. Instead, you quote, use my voice in the show because you like, in the song, because you like me so much.
And yeah, and then make reference to a couple sort of inside jokes from the show. And then do your raps. The other raps, do them.
Do them.
Go ahead. But
also do this one.
But yes, but do this one and mention some of my shit, some of my boy Hayes' shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get back to course, play a little more.
You must beat the rest. That song. Mashing two quotes together. The first Pokemon.
I can't hear you. You're too quiet.
I thought you was practicing. So
I am.
Oh, okay.
This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/MLMpod and sign up today.